whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to July 1st, 2017. We are happy to have with us in our studios the main people involved with the wine store in Westerly. This is Warehouse Beer, Wine, and Liquor Incorporated on Franklin Street. And with us is the very famous voice of the wine store. Donna Celico is here. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you, Mike, very much. Good morning to you.
I'm sure everyone goes right now, they're all saying, that's it. That's the voice I remember. That's the one I know. And the man behind the scenes, but is really the founder and mover and shaker of the business, her husband, Frank, is here. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. We want to find out about one of the areas best-known businesses, been around over 25 years, and Donna and Frank have taken something and built it into quite an establishment in the Westerly or southeastern Connecticut area. A lot of people come from far and wide to shop at the wine store, and right by the big wine bottle, right, Donna?
Right.
As you say in every ad?
Look for the giant wine bottle.
There it is. That's what people have been waiting for. I can't imagine a more famous tagline than that one. And let's just start with a little bit of personal history. Frank, you're a lifelong resident of the Westerly area, correct?
Yes, I'm native of Westerly, born and bred there, and love the community, always have. A lot of strong ties with the organizations and the people in the area, so we're dedicated to giving back a little bit.
Right. You're involved with the Rotary Club, I understand, right?
I'm a past president of the Rotary Club of Westerly, which is an international nonprofit organization, and I also very strong ties with the Chamber of Commerce.
Excellent. And Donna, everybody knows your voice, and I'm sure in the local area they know you because you're also involved in some organizations.
Yes, we're starting out with the art community years ago when we rehabbed the old Immaculate Conception Church and had, you know, it was the art center for a while, and then fortunately the Community Chorus of Westerly took it on and have made it a bigger, greater,
the George Kent Performance Hall.
And then segued into the Westerly Land Trust, which I adore. And
so there you are, involved in the library, the land trust.
Oh, yeah, and the library, which is, of course, my first love.
There you go. All right. You know, it's interesting when I've talked to people about how their businesses get going. Frank, you're a longtime businessman in the area, and along came an opportunity to purchase what was a liquor license, essentially, in the old Granite Plaza. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the original location.
And once you did that, you realized that you might have to make a move.
Right. The physical location had to be a little more accessible, so we found a spot on Route 1 and proceeded to build the building there. And in about 1 year from when we purchased the license, we moved into the new location.
Well, that's pretty quick. Certainly in today's standards, you don't usually find a piece of property and get a building built in that short order. Now, Donna, at the time you were teaching?
I was teaching at Stonington High School, English. And it was an ideal situation for me. My children were in high school at the time. Mm-hmm. And Frank said, you know, I'd really appreciate you coming on board to help. Now, in his former business when he had an oil company, I don't think I was in his business more than twice in the first 25 years of our married life. But this time he was on his own. He was completely on his own, wanted to start this business. And of course, he needed family help. Mm-hmm. So our children, everyone helped him out to get started. And I was with him for maybe 20 years. But then when my son came on board and helped co-manage, I could ease off and I could follow other interests of mine. But I've always been the voice of the radio and the advertising. Mm-hmm. And so that continues, and I'm very happy with the situation.
A well-known voice it is. Now, your son Tim is the one that came in you're speaking about about 5 years ago or so?
Oh,
it's been longer than that. He's more into the social media and the web type stuff, which I know what it is, but I don't know how to get there. So I depend
on generation is important.
Neither one of us
up to date, right?
I depend on people, younger people, to kind of carry that through, because it is a big part of retailing today.
Absolutely. Now I noticed that you advertise things like Twitter and Facebook and Yelp and everything else. And do you really know what those are?
I have no idea, but my son came to me about 3 months ago and he said, "Dad, we have to get involved in this social media stuff." And I said, "What's that?" So he proceeded to say, you know, Yelp and et cetera. And I said, "Well, you know, I know we should be there. I don't know how to get there. I don't particularly want to know how to get there, but I know we've got to have a presence."
Right.
So he brought on this young woman, Kara McDonald, and she is an independent person that we hired as an independent
contractor.
And she proceeded to literally get this thing going, and we've changed the face of the business in that direction. I would say in the past 3 months, it's been a huge change.
It's amazing to me how various business get started, and then, you know, how you have to grow. You have to grow with the times. I'm sure there's been lots of changes over the more than 25 years that you've been doing this. It's also of interest to lots of people in our audience, I'm sure, about how this all started. Why a liquor store, and was this just something that you saw a business dollar sign kind of opportunity?
It was basically, I knew nothing about the business, but I did know that in Rhode Island, the licenses are very expensive because they are limited. Yeah. And in reference to that, in this conference I just was at in Minneapolis, Minnesota, this was a nationwide conference. So I talked to many retailers from all over the country. And because when Prohibition was repealed, every state had the right to do in their state what they wanted in reference to liquor licenses.
Oh, I see.
It's almost every state is different in how they regulate.
Okay.
So in Rhode Island, it happens to be by population. In other states, the state actually controls the retail outlets.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all kinds. There are all kinds of scenes. And so it was interesting to talk to these fellow retailers from around the country to see what their challenges are and what they can and can't do.
Right.
I found that quite interesting.
Now, you just kind of mentioned the fact that you went to Minneapolis to attend a conference, but the story behind the story is that there's a... I'm holding in my hand. I'm going to hold it up so everyone at home can see it. It's a magazine, a very nice magazine, on the industry, and they have on the cover of this issue the 2017 Retailers of the Year. I see somebody from Boise, Idaho on here, and Marion, Illinois, and someone from New Mexico. And then right there, right at the top, in big bold letters, the Wine Store, Westerly, Rhode Island. That's pretty amazing.
That's quite an
honor. There are tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of retailers in this industry. And how do you get to be one of the top ones? How does that happen?
Well, this particular publication, they said, you know, if you submit a company profile, we will consider you as, you know, a retailer of the year. So with what most of what we just talked about, where we were, how we started the business, the fact that we're extremely community-oriented, I sent that profile into them. And we're probably, if not the smallest, one of the smallest winners of this award. A lot of these people have hundreds of stores.
I see.
So, it's, you know, it's kind of the culmination of me of saying, what can I do with this business to bring it to a level that's exceptional?
Mm-hmm.
And so being recognized by a national publication is kind of very satisfying for me. I have done what I would like to do to make us, special.
Right. And I'm sure customer service is a huge part of this. Donna, when you were involved, is that something that was more or less your specialty?
Yes, you know, I always liked the fact that Frank had a natural instinct for taking care of a customer. Quite honestly, I never had that background. But he would always say when you came in and you said, I'm looking for a nice red wine, Frank would always tell the help, say, what are you drinking now? Because he wasn't interested in selling them an expensive bottle of wine because he knew they wouldn't appreciate it if they were down the scale a little.
Right.
He preferred to bring people up step by step so that they would appreciate what it was they were drinking. You can't go from my high school days of drinking Ripple or Boone's Farm to, a really good, wine.
Absolutely.
Frank and I are not drinkers, although Frank has gotten to the point when we go out, he likes a nice red. He enjoys that very much. But not knowing anything about the business itself, he knew how to take care of customers.
Right.
And that was integral, I thought.
I'm sure that's a huge part of why you got that award.
You know, the customer service thing comes down to customers don't want to be intimidated. When they walk into a store, I think any store, any retailer, they kind of get a sense of, is it a welcoming place, or is there a lot of strife going on here? So what I say to my people is we want them to feel comfortable. Wine is an intimidating subject to some people. So
sure,
right
most.
Off the bat, we have said, what is your comfort level when shopping for wine? Mm-hmm. And what I say to my people is you ask what they generally drink and what price range they would like to be
in.
So
that a $7 bottle of wine.
So that way, they know we're not going to try to sell. We're going to give them something in the range and the taste, price-wise and taste-wise, that they're comfortable with.
Right.
And I think that's the big secret as far as our success.
Yeah, I'm sure when everyone has had the experience, you walk into a furniture store or a used car lot, and
yes.
People are,
and
you know,
the
salespeople
like
are
right of used cars or
right,
furniture.
But I mean, the people jump right on you. Hey, I got to show you this. I want to show you.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a more relaxed atmosphere. It's good to have people there that can answer the questions,
right.
But they don't want to be attacked when they walk
right.
But they also don't want to have to search up and down
right,
to help.
Right.
So that happy medium is
yes.
very, very important. Now, before we finish off this segment and go to a commercial break, I just want to touch on the fact that the website that we talked about is available to you, to our listeners, and it's pretty simple to remember. It's called thewinestorerie.com. I mean, you can't miss that, thewinestorerie.com, and you can shop there all the
24
time,
24/7. Yes.
You can shop in pajamas.
And don't you find that is getting to be the thing about these stores, big, huge stores,
mm-hmm.
closing,
mm-hmm.
because we're going to that shopping online business.
Right. Well, right now, that's important. And if they want to call up, if you're a listener that wants to do it the old-fashioned way, there's a
mm-hmm.
phone number they can
Absolutely.
Call, right?
Which is 401-596-6160.
Excellent. And they can get real people at the end of that phone.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. No recorded message. Well, I wanted to get both of those things in. And the address is 86 Franklin Street, which is Route 1 in beautiful downtown Westerly. Well, not actually downtown, but close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute or two from the center of town. And it's a location that's been there quite a while, as we talked about. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the other things involved in the store itself, the various products that are available, and we'll do that right after these messages. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and having a very enjoyable Saturday morning listening to Donna and Frank Sellico talk about the Wine Store in Westerly. And it's a wonderful business, been around for over 25 years. You can shop online at the Wine Store by going to their website, which is thewinestorerie.com. So get the in there. TheWineStoreRI.com or call 401-596-6160. And here's something interesting, Frank. I was handed this little piece of information that says they can order ahead for curbside pickup.
Yep, this is another one of my son's innovations. He came to me a couple of weeks ago. He said, "Dad, this is the next big thing. If they don't want to get out of their car, just tell them to, you know, either go on their cell or whatever. Tell us what they want. When they pull in the parking lot, they give us a call, we bring their order out to them. It's all processed. It's all been processed. The credit card's been approved. It's all done. So they don't have to wait in line. They're in and out, and that's the end of it."
Wow, I wish JCPenney would do that. I'd have to get my shirts. Okay. Well, it's that's an amazing thing. And also, you ship product, obviously, if they're buying online.
Right.
Shipped out.
Right.
Now, do you find that most customers that are ordering are relatively local, or is this something where you're shipping to a wider and wider area all the time?
With the innovation of the website, which, again, my son was very instrumental, he spent over 6 months upgrading this website, and with the social media presence, we find that we're getting inquiries and shipping product to many different locations now outside the state. Mm-hmm. It's either that these people are in a town that doesn't have that particular product available to them, and wine people are kind of fanatical if they want a certain vintage or name, or and it's not available at their local store, then they'll go online, they'll find it, and they'll say, "Ship it, we want it."
Right, they want what they want. That's always the case. Now, you mentioned your son a couple times, and I know there's other family members that might be involved on a part-time basis or something like that, but there's also some long-standing employees at the store, correct?
Well, yes, and we were very, very fortunate. As Frank heard during these seminars that went on for 3 days in Indianapolis, it's the employees. The right employees is the key to any operation. And we have two of the loveliest people in the world in Kathy Schaefer, who's been with us ever since we moved in to the new store. So she's just 1 year short of my tenure. And then our wonderful Rosendo. And he is our general manager, and he is practically our son. As a matter of fact, when we celebrated our 50th anniversary, we did it at the Babcock Smith House because they have a magnificent idea for a candlelight dinner, and they can handle up to 12 people. Mm-hmm. And I was one short. I had 11 immediate family, but I was one short. And, of course, we all agreed that Rosendo is almost our son. And so he has been with us for about 18 or 19 years, and we've come to just depend on him.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I talked to a lot of people in businesses around, and having somebody that you can count on, like you're doing with him, is a blessing.
Indeed, so, a blessing.
It is great.
And Kathy, all the customers love Kathy. She greets everyone, so, you know, she's just a wonderful person.
Let's talk a little bit about other products. I know the wine store is the focus, but when you started all those years ago, wine wasn't quite as big a deal as it is today, and beer was starting to come into its own with having lots of local breweries and stuff. When did you see that transition taking place from being a hardcore, if you don't mind the expression, liquor store, which is probably what you thought you were buying?
Right. That was, I would say, about 5 years ago, the wine really started to kick in. Mm-hmm. And about 4 years ago, the small craft breweries started to kick in, to the point where now, in that national magazine, if they do statistical reporting monthly, and these local or craft breweries have cut in big time to the Bud Lights of the world.
Right.
I mean, they really are now a factor in the market, so much so that they are touted in these magazines. It's something they talk about.
Now, are you able to take some of those? Are there any that are local to you that you bring in? Southern Rhode Island, Southeast, and Connecticut area?
We have Cottrell Brewery in Pawcatuck. They brew in Park
Duck. That's pretty local.
Right. And we have this new winery that is actually a brewery that's located on Canal Street in Westerly. It's Graysale. Now, this is like a phenomenon in the industry. When they started, I would say 8 years ago, they didn't know if they were going to make it. Well, they are so popular now that they can't produce enough product. Their product is allocated to us. That's how popular it is.
What a great problem to have.
And those are two what I call locals. And then in Rhode Island, Connecticut, there's two roads from Connecticut, and there's at least five or six others in Rhode Island and Massachusetts that we consider local. And they're all extremely popular. For some reason, people now have graduated to these craft beers, and even though they're more expensive by the unit, the thing is, you have one of these craft beers, and you're satisfied where it takes three Bud Lights or Coors Lights, so price-wise, it kind of breaks down because you're enjoying the actual product, and it's almost being treated like wine now. Our beers are being paired with food now, which was unheard of, you know, a few years back.
It's a whole nother world. I know that. Now, people around, speaking of another world, people listen all over the world to WCRI, particularly online, and they know that they can now go to you to find out about some of these local beers. Will you just ship the beers too? Is that
beer is something we don't ship.
It's, okay.
It's too much of a age type of thing
that we
get concerned about, you know, who's ordering online beer. It's a little more.
I see. All right.
We don't want to go there, so we don't do that.
Okay. So, but the wine is
Wine is huge. The wine is getting bigger and bigger. And like special bourbons, there are some bourbons that are so popular that they're allocated. In other words, they can only make so much because of the process that they use.
Right.
So they're kind of allocated to us, and then we'll put them out there, but most of them are sold before they even come through the door. And we're talking you're only going to get a case a year of some of this product because they distribute to the whole country.
Sure.
So they want to make it broadly available, that which means they can't offer a lot, so they don't want to leave anybody out.
Now, I remember as a kid growing up, again, I'm probably more in your vein of not being a real big drinker. I'm associated with some people that enjoy a lot of adult beverage, but not so much myself.
Right.
But I remember when I was growing up that the wine was kind of secondary, and as we kind of joked about earlier, you know, there was the college wines and so forth. How do you know when a wine comes to you, is that it's going to be one of those good ones? Is it based on price? Do you find yourself saying, well, this thing cost $35 a bottle, it must be good?
No. It's basically in this magazine, like this national magazine, this Beverage Dynamics, that along with two or three other trade magazines profiles new products. So they'll give you a description of what the wine is and a kind of an idea of what the price is. And so you look at your inventory and you say, will that fit in with what I have? Do I already have too many of those? And it's just another Merlot that, you know. So it has to be something special, either with the ratings and the price, which we look for all the time. What we're looking for is something that's highly regarded, but a bargain price-wise.
Okay.
Now, a bargain to some people is $6.99, and a bargain to somebody else is $49.99. So you're going after a different audience, but you do want to give them the best bang for their buck in the category that they're in.
Right. Now, again, growing up, I think I remember the day where you couldn't advertise pricing in the liquor industry.
Yes.
And then that changed, right, at some point?
The industry has changed so much, it is mind-boggling. When we first opened the store, we could not accept credit cards as payment for beer, wine, and liquor.
I didn't know that.
I mean, it was, you know, when they repealed Prohibition, they made the laws very stringent because they didn't want, you know, they wanted this controlled substance to be handled responsibly.
Yes.
So they put a lot of restrictions on the availability and what you could and couldn't do.
Uh-huh.
So people say, well, why? Well, why was when the repeal of prohibition was a big deal, but they wanted to make sure they didn't have a free-for-all. They wanted to do it in a responsible way.
Right.
So that's
just
why.
Just like you can't use a credit card when you're gambling at Foxwoods or some
exactly.
other place, right?
And then you are right about the advertising. That has only been a recent
right.
thing, hasn't it, Frank?
Yes. But I mean, you couldn't even put a sign outside on your building saying,
yes.
Bud, $9.99.
Yeah.
But those laws have been all naturally changed and repealed.
We are where we are, and what we do owe is a great deal of gratitude, I would say, to people like you that are concerned with the quality of life in the business. I know that you and Donna have both given so much back to the community in the greater Westerly area and Pawcatuck and all through southeastern Connecticut. And it's such a pleasure to have you both here and have real people involved with a real business.
Mm-hmm.
That has lasted so long and is doing so well. Thank you both for coming in this morning. Don, a pleasure to see you.
Well, I've enjoyed meeting you in person. I've loved your voice over the years.
Well, we have
love that voice.
A mutual admiration society, because I love your commercial spots. And Frank, a pleasure to meet you. Thanks again for coming in.
Well, WCRI has been one of our advertisers, probably the oldest, longest relationship we've had, because we feel that your audience is kind of where we're headed. So,
well, I'm sure our audience appreciates both of you and everything you've done for the greater Westerly area. That wraps it up for Company Break right now. Have a great July, and we'll see you at the beginning of August.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your troubles, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart and tune up and start to whistle while you wait.
Hi, this is Donna and Desi at the wine store on Route 1 in Westerly. Have you ever seen your favorite beverage advertised at a lower price than here at the wine store? No problem. Just bring in that current ad from a local competitor and we'll match it. Competitive pricing is just one feature of our excellent customer service. There's also curbside pickup, online shopping, scheduled deliveries, and items shipped. We want you to feel totally comfortable shopping with us here at the wine store, so along with prices that really can't be beat, we're happy to help you find everything you need, whether it's for yourself or a big get-together. Remember, for great personal service, super selections, and unbeatable pricing, shop the wine store located on Route 1 in Westerly near TJ Maxx and Home Depot, or online at thewinestoreri.com. Just look for the giant wine bottle.